So when did you eat it? 877-591-9696. Meaning, when did you just fall and embarrass yourself in front of everybody?
Why is falling so embarrassing as an adult? As a little kid, it's cute and funny.
Yeah, and you pop back up. When you're an adult, it can sometimes actually hurt.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Okay, so paint the picture here. So, Carla, you had a barbecue yesterday on Memorial Day.
Yes, I did, and I invited about 15 people. Mind you, I have lived at my apartment complex for almost a year.
Okay.
No one's ever out in the pool. No one's ever out in the grilling area.
Wow.
Yesterday, though, packed.
Oh, well, full house. Yeah. Memorial Day, people are like, fine, we'll go take advantage of the amenities.
100%. It was a full house. And so we're eating, we go to sit down, and one of my friends is like, hey, can I borrow the key to your apartment so I can use the restroom? I said, of course. I stand up to give her the key, and apparently while I stood up, I must have, like, scooted the chair that I was sitting on backwards with my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to sit back down, I didn't realize that I had moved the chair.
Oh, no.
So I confidently sat on nothing.
In just space.
On air. And so I'm like going to hold on to my chair, but there's nothing there. So I'm falling in slow motion. And I'm making eye contact with the table next to ours.
So this is not your friends.
No. And I can visibly see these girls' faces, like, change from a smile to a concern. And then one hand goes out, you know, but they're too far away to save me.
They can't help you, but they wanted to.
Now I'm on the ground. And this was all really quick, but it felt eternal.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part is that the guy that I'm, like, talking to, he witnessed me fall.
Oh, okay, yeah. The worst.
The worst part is the friends that he brought also witnessed me fall.
Cool. So just a whole parade of people standing there. Everybody saw you fall on your ass.
And now I'm
crying.
Into
a chair that doesn't exist.
Exactly. Now I'm crying. Oh. Not because it hurt. I mean, it did hurt afterwards, but because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying not to like make a scene.
Oh, the worst.
And so then they pick me back up. And so I'm just kind of sitting there. And everyone's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, please don't talk about it. Thanks.
Oh. So, yeah, and then to insult to injury, now you've got tears coming down your face.
Yeah.
People want to comfort you, and you're like, I don't want this attention.
I'm like, ew, I hate this. And I wasn't even drinking.
Oh.
I literally had not had a lick of alcohol, so I was like, this is
just one of those things.
This is just even more embarrassing for me now. So, anyway, I fell really hard.
But the rest of your Memorial Day barbecue is okay?
Oh, it was a smash.
Okay.
It was so great. I had a friend that was, like, helping me cook the whole time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Everyone seemed to have a good time. They were jumping in the pool. It was really fun.
All right.
But I
ate it. 877-591-9696. You're listening right now. We want to know, when did you eat it? When did you fall and embarrass yourself in front of everybody?
Yeah. and what was the... What was the reasoning behind it? Did you slip and fall on a banana like they do in the cartoons?
Yeah. What caused it? And was everybody, did they all point and laugh at you? The meanest girl in my high school, I saw her fall going up the stairs. Oh. And I remember being like, 877-591-9696. Call us and share your story. When did you eat it? Make Carla feel better after her fall.
My back still hurts.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
Let's get you some Advil. Yo. We want to know, when did you take a fall? 877-591-9696. Call and make Carla feel better about her embarrassing...
Of my embarrassing tumble in front of everybody, including the boy that I liked and all of my neighbors that had just met me yesterday.
And all the boy that you liked and all his friends that were there.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. Lupretta in Gurnee, you took a fall. What happened there?
It was my 9-year-old grandson's birthday party at a gaming room in Vernon Hills.
Oh, okay.
And I tripped over my shoestring trying to get up this one step. And
just one is all it took, huh?
It's for everybody. It was like 50 people in there, and I could not believe it. I wanted to stay down, but I realized I was around people.
You wanted to stay down on the ground and just sleep it off?
Yeah.
Were you
and
hurt?
The people that worked there, they were so scared because they thought I hurt. I kind of hurt my arm just a little bit, not too much, though. So. But I didn't let them know. I just told them I was okay.
Yeah.
And everybody else was like... The ones who knew me was like, oh, see, I told you to drink water. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Do you feel like as a grandma that people treat you more fragile than maybe you are?
Well, no, because I don't look like a grandma.
Oh,
I look
okay.
Like I'm in my 30s or something. I'm like 54 and I look young. So.
That's right. We don't look a day over 35.
That's great. All right, sexy grandma. Well, thank you for sharing that story with us.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Coming up next, going to tell you how you can get your hands on Friday passes to Lollapalooza.
Yes, you want to see Charlie XCX?
Yeah, we'll tell you how you can get your hands on those. Coming up next, it's Moe and Carla Mornings, B96.